The Underground M1 Budapest. The Underground M1 Budapest appeared in the February 2019 issue of Travel and Leisure as a Through the Lens feature. The text in the feature was abridged. Here's the unabridged version of the same. Surprise, surprise. How do I get to Szczecin thermal baths? Take the M1. And to opera? M1. Heroes Park? You guessed it, M1. I was settling in my Airbnb on Erzspetkorot, Elizabeth Boulevard, near Octagon. It was on the Pest side of Danube in Budapest. I was making inquiries about places I was keen to visit as my host Ambrose handed me a can of beer. Her staccato answers punctuated with M1 intrigued me. The Underground M1 Budapest. What is M1? I asked. It is the underground train you can take from Octagon. I have traveled to many large European cities. Most of them, a maze. I had ended up crisscrossing across those cities to visit the city attractions. And here I was, hearing I only needed to use M1 to check out most of Budapest. It piqued my interest. Enough for me to do some research on M1. The findings left me gaping. Join me for an underground ride as I uncover Budapest's heritage. M1 is the oldest underground train network in mainland Europe. Built over a short 21-month period, it was commissioned in 1896. In time for millennium celebrations of the arrival of Magyars. That explains its official name, Millennium Underground Railway. The line is 4.4 kilometers long and runs a meter under Andrássy Avenue, the Champs-Élysées of Budapest. Like the avenue, M1 also runs in a southeast-northwest direction. From Vörösmarty tér, Vörösmarty Square, to Mexikói út. Along with the banks of the Danube, the Buda Castle Quarter and Andrássy Avenue, the underground also forms a part of the same UNESCO listing. Budapest attractions and the underground. The M1 terminal Vörösmarty Square is a stone's throw from the east bank of Danube. The square is named after Mihály Vörösmarty, a famous Hungarian poet and dramatist. It is a short walk from the Hungarian Parliament, one of the top Budapest attractions. The square is also the food and shopping mecca of Budapest. The neighborhood boasts of global brands like Zara, H&M, Hard Rock Cafe, Marriott, Intercontinental, Las Vegas Casino, and more. The next station, Diekfürink tér, takes you to the city's Town Hall and Metro Museum. The Town Hall is an exquisite heritage building. And you can find the vintage yellow and brown cars resting on their original rails in Metro Museum. A few hundred meters from Diekfürink tér is the third station, Bajkszy Szilárdi út. This is where you get off to visit the splendid St. Stephen's Basilica. The next station is Opera. Need I say you get off here to visit the famous Hungarian State Opera House? Octagon, the next stop, is a busy crossing. Here, Erzspetkorot, Elizabeth Boulevard, cuts through Andrássy út, Andrássy Avenue. The area houses many prominent theaters like Miklós Kopp, Miklós Radnóti, Operette, etc. What follows is another station named after Vörösmarty, Vörösmarty Utca. Here, you can visit the House of Terror. It is a memorial to the victims who suffered torture and death during the fascist and communist regime in Hungary. More Budapest and the underground. After you get past Kodály Korond and Bajcsy Utca, M1 brings you to Hozok tér, Heroes Square. Alight here for some sterling sightseeing. Museum of Fine Arts, Heroes Square, and Városliget, City Park, dot this area. Another interesting site here is Vegtehunyad Castle. Located in City Park, this castle was also built in 1896 to celebrate 1,000 years of the arrival of Magyars. It is an amalgamation of architectural features from different periods. Parts of it resembled the famous the Hunyad Castle in Transylvania, now in Romania. M1 then takes you to Szczecin Ferdo. Get off here to visit the Budapest Zoo, Botanical Garden, and the Szczecin Thermal Baths. Szczecin Baths are the largest medicinal baths in Europe. Two natural thermal springs are the source of its water supply. Scientific research has shown the water here has curative properties. No visit to Budapest is complete without visiting Szczecin. Skip the last stop, Mexikói út, as it takes you to a residential area. By now you'd agree with me. M1 offers the travelers more attractions than similar underground train journey elsewhere. As an avid traveler myself, I definitely endorse the rich and varied heritage fare it offers.